Connor Bouchard now joins us as we talk Holton boys basketball. The Wildcats are 7-5 on the season, now 4-3 in the Big 7 after a win against Riverside this week. But let's wrap up the Tonganoxie tournament, Coach, as you ended with two losses at the end of the tournament, falling to Bonner Springs 50-38 in the semifinals, and then the third-place game against a full-strength team that was ranked number one in the state in Eudora on Saturday. And, man, you knew you were going to see some good teams, some of the best. I guess hopefully, you learned some things that will prepare you for sub-state, but what was just kind of your overall impression with the tough competition played and finishing up 1-2 there in Tonganoxie?
Yeah, well, Justin, anytime you win your first game in a tournament, especially a good tournament, you're gonna have your work cut out to win too. So there's sometimes that's kind of the catch 22. There's sometimes it's a challenge if you win your first one because now you're on the side with some really good teams. And to be honest, that tournament, no matter what side you went to, you better be playing some good teams. But Bonner Springs and Eudora both. What's good about playing those teams is they both will expose your weaknesses. Right, and so you help us hopefully in the long run to really kind of see some areas that we need to improve on. I think what we learned about Bonner Springs offensively, we weren't very good. We defended all right. We weren't very good offensively moving the basketball. And then I think against Eudora, it was very apparent that our rebounding is going to be crucial for our long term success.
Pretty good win Tuesday night as you get the makeup game in with Riverside and win that game 53-38. Man, a 12-0 start. It looked like it was going to be an easy night. Riverside fought back, but thought your team did a good job responding. Obviously, hit some three balls and then able to kind of reestablish that lead in the third quarter and pull away in the second half. Any takeaways or thoughts overall from the game against the Cyclones on Tuesday?
Yeah, I was really pleased with the way we began the game defensively. And then really the whole second half was pretty good defensively. And we had a goal, try to hold teams in the single digits per quarter. And if we can do that, if you're doing that, you're holding teams to no more than 36 points, which is, that's really, really good defense. And so, yeah, I was pretty pleased with eliminate that second quarter. I think they scored 17 in the second quarter. If you take that quarter out, I was pretty pleased overall. I thought I kind of got after our guys and challenged them a little bit because, what was disappointing was a lot of our mental lapses were things that we were discussing in the huddle as we went out, and things that we were talking about, getting beat back door, turning your head, overcommitting to things, and losing your man, not seeing both. It's just defensive fundamentals, defensive discipline. And so when we were locked in and engaged in those things, we really controlled the game. I know it ended up being 15, but it felt a lot more than that the way we played in the second half and our energy and our intensity.
Just one non-league game left. That's this Friday. It is home, fortunately, against Chapman, and then you'll play each of the Big 7 league teams one more time, second time through, starting with Jeff West next Tuesday. But sounded like you gave the kids a day off this week and just trying to get ready for the stretch run, and Chapman probably going to be a pretty good opponent on Friday?
Yeah, Chapman struggled this year. They returned a lot of guys, but the record is not the best currently. But you never know. We kind of said the same thing last year about Chapman, and they beat us handily down there at their place. So we're 0-3 against Chapman in my 3 years that I've been here, and they've had some good teams. And last year we probably felt like we should have won a game that we didn't. And, so we got to work it out for us no matter what. It's an every night thing for us. So we got to show up ready to play, and I think our guys understand that. Winning at home is really important, especially down the stretch here. We need to protect our home court. So, that continues. Started last night, and it continues on Friday, and then next Tuesday as well.
Yeah, looks like a chance here to maybe build a little momentum and hopefully get on a run heading into February. Best of luck, Coach, in the upcoming games. Thanks for your time. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Justin.
Coach Bouchard of the Wildcats, the Holton Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Boomer Steakhouse, Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Clinic, and by the Farmer State Bank.